Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, talking some Green Bay Packer football, Aaron Nagler of Cheesehead TV, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hey, Aaron, how you been?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you? Wait a second. It's not the Marcus anymore?
No, it's called the American Family Insurance Amphitheater.
Man, I leave the state and everything goes crazy.
Everything just kind of went to hell.
I there back in 1990, man. I love that spot.
Well, we're going to have AmFam Field over Miller Park here soon, too.
Oh, don't get me started on that. Yeah, I know.
So I'm going to ask you the same thing everybody else is talking about. Michael Silver says, Matt LaFleur says the offense can't be adjusted a whole lot. Aaron Rodgers wants to be able to have the freedom to adjust it. Give me your take on the whole thing.
I think it's really encouraging, and it's funny how I know the age we live in, the way the internet operates, has trying to gin this up into some great kind of push and pull, some kind of turf war. But look, this is exactly where they should be. You know, absolutely, LaFleur is coming out of a system that he's been in for a number of years that they haven't had a quarterback. I mean, if you look at his trajectory and the guys he's worked with at the quarterback position, he's never had someone like Aaron Rodgers to work with. I mean, the closest thing he's had is Matt Ryan when he was quarterback's coach in Atlanta. You know, it's just a different level. It's just a different kind of beast. And Aaron saying, I don't want to just kind of forget what I've learned the last 11 years and my ability at the line of scrimmage, he's speaking truth.
Right.
So, you know, the people trying to make this into something, look, is there going to be a push and pull? Yes, of course there is. But that's a good thing. You want some constructive kind of tension there between the two of them. But think about when Brett came and had to work with Mike McCarthy when Mike first got hired. You know, Brett was coming off a really tough stretch, kind of looked like in the beginning of the end of his career, and Mike completely revitalized him. It was a new voice,
yeah,
a new way of working, a new challenge. That's exactly what this is for Aaron, and it is exactly what Aaron needs.
I wanted to ask you about this offense, because looking at it, it seems like there's motion, there's a lot of play action. It's a lot of things that would also accentuate what Aaron is very, very good at. So all that being said, I would assume that, and I look, the proof is in the pudding. Once you get to the regular season, once the pads are on, guys are moving around, then we're going to find out what the adjust factor for Aaron Rodgers really is. You know what I mean? This is an offense,
yeah,
though, that's going to accentuate a lot of the things that he does really, really well, don't you think?
Absolutely, especially the stuff getting outside the pocket. Like you mentioned, the play action. Look, the whole design of the offense is to take pressure off the quarterback. Again, you look at the stops wherever LaFleur has been, and this is really coming out of, I mean, if you go way back, it's Mike Shanahan's system, but it's really kind of this version of it is Kyle Shanahan's system back from when the two of them worked together back in Houston. But the whole design of the offense is to make it as clean and delineated as possible for the quarterback and to take the pressure off that position. And look, we've spent the last five-plus years watching a super quarterback-centric offense where, you know, when Aaron was on, it was darn near unstoppable. You look back at the run-the-table season, you know, when you had just this brilliant stretch of quarterback play. But we've also seen when the quarterback is off, that offense really kind of fell apart and really stubbed its toe. This offense that LaFleur is trying to implement is much more about getting that running game going, getting that zone stretch game going, and then letting Aaron operate off of that and kind of taking, like I said, the pressure off the quarterback having to do everything. But I thought LaFleur had a really great quote when asked about this audible thing kind of early on. You know, he said, you know, traditionally, no, this offense hasn't afforded the quarterback a lot of that opportunity, but you've got Aaron Rodgers. And yeah, if you're at the line of scrimmage and you see whatever we have called is going to, you know, end up in disaster, yeah, please save us, you know? So I think, like I said, they've got a long way to go. It's going to be a process, but this offense should help an aging quarterback who's had some injury issues lately. As he gets a little older, this should help take the pressure off, much the way this offense did back in the day with John Elway.
Does it seem like there is any tug and pull right now for posturing when it comes to this offense? Or is this just two guys kind of being honest and they're working it out?
Yeah, much more the latter to me. I mean,
see, me too. Yeah, I agree with, but every time we hear something about Aaron Rodgers, people go crazy.
Oh, they do. And, well, you know, his name drives traffic. It drives interest. It drives conversation, you know? So I understand that. And that's the media landscape we live in. But I very much think it's still so early. It's the honeymoon period. No one's lost a yard. No one's been sacked. No one's thrown an interception. No one's been, you know, they haven't given up any points. Like, everything is very much positive right now. But, you know, those pads come on. They start play a few games. Maybe the offense struggles. That's when it'll start to get interesting. But right now, I think, you know, everything's pointed in the right direction, and they're exactly where they need to be.
Also, but the defense. Now, as much as we talk about the offense and Aaron Rodgers, this defense, to me, excites me. I think Adrian Amos is probably going to be one of the more underrated pickups in the National Football League this season, if indeed he anchors the secondary the way I think he can, and in addition to that, really allows some of the young guys to go play with more freedom. How do you see that?
I very much agree. It's interesting because, you know, the kind of the spending spree, so to speak, this offseason really speaks to what Gutekunst and the personnel group saw as far as the job Mike Pettine did. I thought he, you know, was kind of fighting with one hand tied behind his back all year as far as the talent level he was given. Clearly, they've upped that. They've stocked the shelves, so to speak. And I'm with you. I think not just Amos, but all the guys they picked up in free agency really kind of will allow some of those younger playmakers to get after it. I'm really excited about Savage, the guy they picked up in the first round, the safety that they moved up to get. He's a guy, the kind of playmaker that they've been desperate for back there. It's still early, obviously still a rookie, lot to learn, lot of lumps to be taken yet, but he's the guy where I think pairing him with Amos back there could potentially give them, you know, a really exciting, versatile, physical safety duo that they haven't had in a very long time.
How do you like the pass rush and what they've done?
Well, it's interesting because everyone kind of points to the lack of sack numbers from, you know, the Smiths, who they picked up in the offseason in free agency, and then the lack of production from Gary in college. And I think that was kind of a talking point for a while. But look, if you go back and you look at Mike Pettine, the defensive coordinator, and you look at his history throughout the NFL, wherever he's been, it's been very rare of him and for him to have like a premier guy, you know, a guy who's really going to, you know, give you 12, 14 sacks in a season. He's very much utilized lots of disparate talents to generate a rush with his front. And I think that's what Gutekunst has done. He's basically given his defensive coordinator a lot of different pieces to utilize. I mean, if you go back and you look at the job he did here in New York when he was the Jets defensive coordinator, they didn't have any superstars in that front. Now, they had Darrelle Revis at corner. That helped, certainly. But as far as getting after the quarterback, you know, they utilized a lot of different talent, and I think that's kind of the blueprint for what the Packers are going to be doing this season. Because, look, I don't think you're obviously not going to have, like, a premier guy. You don't have J.J. Watt. You don't have Von Miller. But I think people will be pleasantly surprised at how much pressure this group is able to generate, given all the different moving parts they've got for Pettine to utilize.
Also, when it comes to the team overall, one thing we never talk about is special teams. How much better? I mean, because I've said this before, they didn't draft starters. You know, I mean, a lot of the guys are really good, and they maybe can morph into starters eventually, but there's some pretty established players on this team that are going to be fighting for jobs. Therefore, you would assume that special teams, just through osmosis, is going to get better.
You would hope so. You know, I think the obvious quip here is there's nowhere to go but up. But, you know, if they can just start eliminate the penalties on special teams. I mean, and everyone wants to talk about the return game, and I get that. It can be exciting, et cetera. All I want is to get through a kick, any kick, and not have a flag afterwards. If we can just get there, I think they'll be cooking with gas. Because, I mean, that just became a recurring nightmare. And it was funny because, if you'll remember, during LaFleur's introductory press conference, he mentioned controlled aggression, you know, aggression on special teams, but under control, penalty-free. If they can just reach that plateau, I think I'll be happy.
How optimistic are you this team can actually get back into the postseason?
I think, you know, I think the pieces are there. The upside is there. It's going to be, to me, it's a big jump. That would be the first time in the history of the Green Bay Packers that a rookie head coach made the postseason. I think, you know, Vegas has got him at 9.5 for the season. I'm taking the under on that. And I know fans get kind of upset when I say that. But, look, a three-game improvement with a rookie head coach, that's good. That's progress. I think the upside is there for them to win 10, 11 games, absolutely. A lot's got to go right, especially staying healthy, as it always is in the NFL. But, you know, I don't think it's a given. I think it's definitely possible. We'll see, you know, heading into the season, when you get through camp, deal with all the injuries, et cetera, we'll see where they stand.
Always good to chat. Hey, real quick before I let you go, at what point do you then make a determination as to where this team is when it comes to all the rumors and innuendos, when it gets into the discussion of all the things that have gone on in training or in these mini camps and OTAs and such? When do you make the determination whether or not there is or is not a contentiousness, if you will, between the quarterback and the head coach, if at all?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, I think you would have to be pretty evident slash apparent. I mean, you've still got Rodgers under contract for a number of years. It's not like he's going anywhere. And you just hired the head coach. So I think you kind of have to make it work regardless. But, you know, it would take something pretty monumental and public for me to say, oh, gosh, they're at odds. You know,
yeah.
I think
I agree with
they're both professionals. They're both professionals. They're both very good at their jobs. Let's let them work and let's see the results on the field.
See, I'm saying, look, if Aaron goes out and plays well and does a couple of improv things, much like the description in, Michael Silver's piece where he throws to Jimmy Graham in the back of the end zone and it turns into a touchdown, that's fantastic.
Right.
I'm waiting for the controversy when things don't go right and there's a couple of calls made and then you find out, okay, is this just a power thing or is this, you know, hey, he had a couple of opportunities, they just didn't work out, and no big deal, we move on. To me, when you have a couple of things fail, that's when you find out where your real character comes from.
Absolutely, and what will be telling to me, and that's what I'm interested in finding out, is how both of them react to it. Because we all know Aaron's had a history of taking passive-aggressive shots at his head coach after games where he's been less than pleased, and LaFleur has never been in this position before. So how does he respond? How does he react? Those will be the things I'll be interested in watching. But,
yeah, me too.
You know, that's a ways away. A lot of ball game left.
Always good to chat, my friend. You take care. We'll talk to you come training camp, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks
all right, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Aaron Nagler from Cheesehead TV joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.